Good morning, 9:37 on April the 2nd, 2014. 9:37, yeah, I'm late. The, 17 minutes, good. I slept in until 7, or very nearly. It was like 5 minutes to 7 before I got up. Normally I'd be going out at 7, but no, I was sleeping. I rolled over and looked at the clock at 5 o'clock. I thought, oh, I should get up and have a cup of coffee. And they say, no, it's 7 o'clock. So I'm guessing, just offhand, I'm guessing I needed to sleep. And so that pushed back my walking time a bit. It was also cold and damp, or cold and gray and nasty looking up there. There's cars everywhere and they all want to go where I'm walking. Sorry, people, I have the right of way, and I'm going to take it today. So, yeah, it's still kind of nasty looking. Overcast. Not quite completely overcast. There's little leads of blue sky cracking through the ice pack of the clouds. I guess it was a lovely day, and today's 30-something. Yeah. And so, the weather here is like that. It's, like... I guess it's like most places where I've lived. The common wisdom is, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. The exception being Kodiak. Wherein there was a mountain called Barometer. It was just off the end of the main runway for the airport at Kodiak. So yeah, you made sure you landed because not landing wasn't an option. Lots of crosswind landings there. Anyway, it was called Barometer because you could tell the weather by barometer. And the weather was, if you could see the top of Barometer, it was going to rain. If you couldn't see the top of Barometer, it was raining. Because those are really the only two weathers that existed on Kodiak. The reason being that the island itself was bathed in the warm water of the Japan Current, which kept, for the most part, kept the island's temperature above freezing, even though it's Alaska. Kept it above freezing for most of the year. There was only a couple of weeks where there was ever any snow, and it was never very much. And freezing rain was a bigger problem. And it didn't last long, just enough to screw things up. Because freezing rain on a dirt road is not quite as difficult as it is on a tarmac surface, and most of the roads there were dirt. So yeah, there's that. So anyway, I'm talking about the weather, I'm not sure why. I've been reading The Big Con. Moore's The Big Con, M-A-U-R-E-R. It's a linguistic study, or started out as a linguistic study, of criminal language. And because the con, the language of the con, is tied up in the action of the con, in order to explain what the terms mean, Moore has to get into how the cons work. So, for example, one is the fight store. Now, until the 1800s or so, if I remember this right, cons are an almost uniquely Americana sort of invention. An art form. It basically started out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, with three card Monty, where you have to pick the queen. From three cards face down, sorted and shuffled back and forth on a board. And that led to the store, where it would bring, rather than waiting on a street corner for the marks to come to you, you'd use a roper, the cattle drive terminology coming in, to rope them in, to rope the marks in to a central location called the store, where people practicing three card Monty and other short cons were be plying their trade. And later it branched out into the fight store, where they would stage elaborate fights, where the goal was to bilk the individual from with tens of thousands of dollars rather than whatever he happened to have in his pocket. So I've seen some of this language. I watched Leverage, the TV series. Was on, I want to say it was on Netflix. Timothy Hutton, who is not necessarily one of my favorite actors, did a bang up job as the mastermind between. To the mastermind for a gang of grifters whose targets were not necessarily innocent bystanders, but individuals who were in the process of screwing over other people. And so they would get to them by screwing them over first and taking the money and giving it to the people who'd been screwed over. It was kind of a Robin Hood meets the Sting idea. It was kind of cool. It was actually kind of cool. It was very cool. Cast of characters was excellent. The actors, the ensemble cast was superb. The only name I remember is Timothy Hutton. But Gina something played his main squeeze. And then there were some other people who performed various feats of prestidigitation on demand. It was kind of like Mission Impossible, but with cons, with serious cons, with people who were specifically grifters and con men and women. So it was spectacular. So it was quite good. So that got me interested in this idea of the con. And this book reference came from Patrick McLean, who talked to me and Brian Gamblin about putting together a series of stories, the Fairy Tale Con, where we would take fairy tales and turn them into cons. So there'd be the Rumpelstiltskin, the Rapunzel, the Rapunzel caper, and the Rumpelstiltskin con, and the Sleeping Beauty job. And key to that was understanding how cons work, to understand what the 10 steps of a con are, to understand the vernacular of the grifter. Monkpole. So I've had this book on my radar for, 3 years now. finally got around to grabbing a sample a couple months ago, and I came across it on my iPhone, on my iPhone, on my phone, my smartphone, my Samsung tablet too. Samsung 2 tablet, I don't know, whatever it is. Anyway, my phone, and I started reading it, and the intro is pretty, it's okay. It's kind of, it's an introduction to an academic tome, and as such, it explains some of the provenance of the work itself, because it's an old job. It's an old work. It's something from much earlier that has been republished, and republished in a mode that is way too expensive, but I bought it anyway. It was like $10.95. It's like, you stupid bastard, if you just dropped it to $9.95, you'd get you get $7 per sale. As it is, you're getting three. Dumbass. Anyway, don't get me started. There's a new round of, ebooks are plateauing. Ebook growth in 2013 was only 3.8%. Oh dear. See, we said it wasn't going to last, but it's, of course, coming out of mainstream press, and their numbers have shown only about a 3% increase. I'm not too surprised. They haven't done anything different. They're still making stupid mistakes. So, yeah. Their growth has not kept up the pace. When you do stupid stuff, you can expect stupid results, and mainstream is nothing if not doing the same stupid mistakes. Anyway, so the big con. So I started into it, and I did buy it, and I'm about halfway through the early history of the big con, and it occurs to me that one of the things that made the con possible, and there's some argument that it isn't possible today because of the speed of communication, that it undercuts some of the classic cons like The Wire. But which could, in fact, apply in my solar clipper universe, where communications are not almost instantaneous, where communications can be delayed by as much as several days, let alone several hours. So the opportunity for more personal kinds of cons, for more personal kinds of rip-offs, for a new kind of store, it's not a foot race store, a gambling den. Gambling den is not a con, by the way. Gambling den is a different kind of criminal activity, where the games themselves are rigged. That's not a con. It's a card game. It's a rigged game. It's a different thing. Yeah, con is a very specific kind of artistic endeavor where you convince the mark to give you their money voluntarily. You convince them that they should hand over their cash, because in doing so, there is, it's an investment. It's an illegal investment, which makes it more difficult for the con, for the mark, to turn around and claim that they've been bilked. So yeah, it's giving me a lot of grist for the mill. It's giving me a lot of ideas about this other series, or even the series that Ishmael is going to be embarking on. The kinds of people he's going to run into are going to be grifters and conmen, as well as murderers and looters. As Arla Guthrie would say, mother rapers and father rapers. Some of them are going to be guilty of littering. Just saying. Not necessarily, and this is strictly a comment for a very select audience, not necessarily kitty littering, but littering. Okay, I'm sorry, Fuller's Earth had to be in that book. It's just one of those things. Somebody's planting a tree, or has planted a tree, or is planning on planting a tree. One of those big hydraulic tree digger thingies parked here beside the road. Attached to a City of Greeley truck. Interesting. I wonder if they're going to plant trees, new trees, or replace trees, or whatever here. Oh, there's a tree. That looks like it's been replaced right there. Speak of the devil. Yes, indeed. Fresh dirt, tire tracks, the whole bit. Nice looking tree. It's one with the red tape on it, but it hasn't been replaced. Wonder if it's next for replacement. Anyway. So, yeah, today I'm thinking about con games. I'm thinking about grifters. I'm thinking about father rapers and evil people. And 17 and a half minutes on the back half. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, 34 and a half minutes. Well, that'll be 35, 36 minutes before I get into the house, but I'm coming up on the back gate. I'm also coming up on Balticon. The map is showing me closer and closer to Balticon. I have to look to see how many maps I have left. And then I have to figure out where am I going to walk to next. And I probably should figure out how to make these maps myself so I don't have to rely on Paula Jackson to draw me another couple hundred maps, because that would be too much. Oh, and I have to pick up the milk. Okay, well, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.